Someone's Angel by Benjamin Ireland. Visit Sister Jones is what was written down for 1 o'clock p.m. Sister Jones was a member of the ward who we had visited a few times in the California Arcadia Mission, but she had not been to church for a long while. She had a good husband and 3 adorable little daughters. Every time we saw her, we asked her to come to church, but she had not yet come. I had often thought and prayed about how we could encourage her to come back to church and was beginning to doubt if we would ever succeed. I suggested to my companion that we go tracting instead. He agreed that tracting was important, but he seemed inspired in his suggestion to follow through with our plan. I swallowed my pride and said a silent prayer. The Spirit whispered to me that following our plan was what God wanted us to do. We biked to Sister Jones's place, and as we pulled up, she was taking out the trash. When she looked at us, she seemed discouraged. She did not seem particularly thrilled to see us. "Hello, Sister Jones," I said cheerfully. "How are you doing?" "Okay," she responded half-heartedly. I knew something was not quite right. The last time we visited, she had commented on how hard it was to keep up on her housework because of an illness she had contracted. I wondered if this was the cause of her unhappy countenance. The Spirit whispered again to me. Without leaving room for argument, we announced, "We're here to do your dishes." She was taken aback and a little reluctant to let us help. I could see she was longing for some relief. She led us inside, and immediately I went to a sink full of almost every dish in the house. Meanwhile, my companion started vacuuming. All Sister Jones could manage to do was sit down on the couch, exhausted, watching us gratefully. We finished the vacuuming. My companion dried the dishes, and soon the house was sparkling. Sister Jones expressed her appreciation with a teary smile. "Thank you, elders. I really needed that today." "No problem, Sister Jones. We're always glad to help. You know that," my companion said. She smiled, and we let ourselves out. The following Sunday, I was surprised to see her in the congregation at church. It warmed my heart. It was fast and testimony meeting, but what added to my surprise was Sister Jones getting up to bear her testimony. After bearing her testimony of the truthfulness of the church, she added, "This week, I was having a really hard time. I've been sick and not able to do everything. One day, when it was particularly difficult, I began to pray. Lord, help me. I don't know if I can handle this. Please, please send an angel or something. Please." And right then, 2 of his angels pulled up on their bicycles and asked if they could help. I was so touched. It was exactly what I needed. I began to cry. For one thing, I had never been called an angel before. I am just me, a simple missionary. But for one short afternoon, we were someone's angels. Still, I cannot take credit for it. In that fast and testimony meeting, the Holy Spirit once again whispered to me with the sweet comfort that comes from following God's will. It is not always what we want to do. It is not always what we think is best. But God's way is always right. We may not have reached our goal for tracting hours that week, but we reached a much higher standard, the standard of doing what our all-wise Father above wanted us to do. End of the article. Someone's Angel by Benjamin Ireland. Reader's Guide.